The News in Numbers with Tanya Khoury, exclusively on Chai FM.
All right, Tanya Khoury.
I got my jingle.
You should use that as your ringtone.
I should.
Never mind.
So, guys, did we see the story about Phule Mabe? What a horrific story that was. This is the ANC's former PA who accused Phule Mabe of sexual harassment. I'm sure you have been monitoring that story all week. And then, of course, we had a good old – I can never say his surname because every time I want to say his surname, it sounds like in Zulu that I need to pee. So, Andile
– Nitama.
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 Not
Nitama.
Nitama. Nitama. Was killing off white people and their dogs and everything that went into
cats.
His way. And cats. Anything. Just kill it all. Kill it all. We're all good. I mean, I don't understand why he is still around. The man should be in jail. If it was a white person or...
So it's not, I think that it's not just that. It's not just what he was saying, but the fact that he was calling for people to join an army.
Yes.
I'm in 2 minds as to whether I should play that video clip. You know what? I'm not going to.
No, don't. It's the end of the year. We don't need that
negativity
in our lives. We don't need to spread
smut around, yes.
I've got more negativity. Sorry. Life is a demeanor. They didn't get paid. The victims of the Life is
Why did
tragedy.
They not get paid?
They marched on Tuesday to Lutuli House to say, please can we have our money?
Why have they not been
I
paid?
I have no idea.
This is the compensation.
Yep.
Outrageous, isn't it? And then if you thought it was a tough week for us, Theresa May.
You know what? My heart goes out to her.
Mine too.
She
Mine
was
too.
Put into a horrible situation. She came, she made the best of it.
And now she's all being of a sudden, vilified.
Yeah, she's being vilified, or at least there were the vote of confidence. Her party stood by her.
Yes.
But, you know, when a week ago there was talk of having another election. No, you can't keep having elections until you get the answer that you want.
That you want.
The people of the United Kingdom voted. It will completely undermine democracy if you do anything other than that.
Do you think if they did the vote again, the Brits would vote the same way?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes. I think that's so interesting. I think that one video, there was one video of one guy who said, well, you know, if I knew it was going to come out like this, I never would have voted for the Brexit. I just didn't think that my vote would count. Do you remember that video?
Now, do you remember? That's called a democracy.
Exactly. I didn't think my vote would count. Otherwise, I would have voted to stay.
Wow.
And I think it's because of that video that, I mean, went viral and people kind of referred to it all the time that, you know, based on that people voted for a Brexit out of ignorance. And that's not the case.
Well, Theresa May certainly has had a tough week. She's come through it, though, thank goodness. Gadani Mthlangu and Brian Tlongwe have been asked to step down. Did you see?
Okay, just tell me who these people are.
These are the people that murdered 144 people at Life is a Demeni.
They've been asked to step down?
Yes. Well, I think asked means you have to. Gadani Mthlangu is that woman. I don't know if you watched the inquiry, but she's that woman kept shaking your head because she just would not accept accountability for anything.
And well, then, of course, nobody has.
Well, Brian Tlongwe did come out and, like, he buckled down to the parents. Like, you could see remorse, but they both got reappointed. And now they've been asked to step down. So I'm very happy about
that. Are
there
going to be criminal charges?
They have to be, surely. That's what Judge Mtseneka asked for, though.
We don't like to place criminal charges against people like that. We'd like to have long commissions that cost the taxpayers money.
Well, I mean, and then we don't pay out the victims.
Yeah.
That's what's happened here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so much seriousness. Tomayoni goes home empty-handed. That was good
And he had
news.
To pay back his pension.
And he has to pay back. And Zuma has to pay back the money.
I know.
I know. Happiness. Listen to
Where's that money going to come from? I mean, we were discussing this.
Well, I think he needs to take a quick trip to Dubai, don't you?
There's Go no and more find VBS Edward. Anymore.
Huh? Yeah, there's no more
VBS.
There's no more VBS. Oh, I'll talk about a lot about VBS later. And then my last story is obviously Claudia Mutzening. I also saw the Google top trend searches are out. And I didn't understand them. Do you know that State Capture Inquiry didn't make a Google top trend search in South Africa?
I think because it's taken so long.
It's not every second day.
But it's not 1 year that we've been hearing about state capture. We've been hearing about state capture the last four years.
Yeah, it is. It's right. 2016, the report came out.
It's kind of like it's become part of our daily lives.
It has.
I think that's the danger.
I think so too. I talk about that. I talk called state capture the drunk uncle.
Exactly.
So that's what I have for you over the past week. There were other stories, but those are the big ones. Shall we do the 2018 That's a Wrap?
I think we certainly should. I'll tell you what. Can I give a riddle quickly?
Sure. Go ahead.
How big were riddles this year?
There's a big riddle going around viral on Facebook. Have you seen it?
No. What's the riddle?
I'll have to find it for you. Give you a riddle and I'll give mine.
Okay. Are you ready for riddles, Anati?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I'm ready for a riddle, I have to tell you. It's like the end of the year.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know if my brain's going to work, but yeah. Let's try.
Okay, these are Batman riddles.
Oh, love Batman.
You see. Your Batman riddle this morning. This is actually, these are riddles, famous riddles given by the Riddler to Batman.
Ooh.
And if you look at the number on my face, you won't find 13 any place.
I got that one.
You know, if you look at the number on my face, you won't find 13 any place. It's a Batman riddle. If you know the answer, 34519 or 061-895-1019. Sign your name. I'll tell everybody how very, very smart you are. We'll wrap it up also after sport. All right, Tonya.
Okay. Let's take it by quarter by quarter.
All right. So the first quarter of this year. I mean, if you ask me what were the big stories of this year, there were so many. I can't.
Do you even remember what happened at the beginning of this year?
No, I don't remember what happened last week.
Let me tell. Yeah, neither do I. It's true.
In one ear, out the other.
So, you will be forgiven for not remembering what happened in the beginning of the year because Zuma must fall fatigue dragged us into the first quarter of 2018.
Yes.
But South Africa got a 2-for-1 special on Valentine's Day as Zuma fell and Ramaphosa rose. No pun intended on the rose.
Right.
Brahu left us, but President Ramaphosa honored him with Tumamina. He then also showered us with gifts like Praveen Gordhan, Becky Cele, and put land reform on the wish list and Malema on the naughty list. Smelly Cape Tonians got a wash as they learnt that day zero was day 100 and the unwrapping of the DA began and that fake news channel, which shall not be named, fell silent. That was quarter one.
Wow.
There's so much more. Like, I've just whittled it down to the very top.
Do you know
the
DA lost two? They had by-elections. Yesterday. And where was it, see? They lost two seats.
Yeah, you see, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. The DA unraveled this year completely. It unwrapped is the right word. Quarter two.
Second quarter of this
year. So now we're on April, May, June. Okay. Second quarter was a roller coaster ride as Ramaphosa was dampened by the passing of the mother of the nation, Winnie Mandela.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Sure.
Undoubtedly, the biggest story this year, bar one. So just to answer your listeners, I'll tell you about the other one. Caster Semenya made us proud with a double gold at the Commonwealth
Love
Games.
Her.
Yeah. Supra Mahamapelo plunged Mahikeng into the nation's most violent process. Occupy land was on every Red Beret's lips. Thankfully, the Springboks lifted us up again. But it only lasted for a minute, as farm murders became the focus of social media and AfriForum helped to divide a nation. That is quarter two.
Don't
you feel tired already?
I do. Can we leave this until next year?
Oh, it gets much worse.
Oh, really? So we've really been dragged through the bundu backwards.
No wonder we're so tired.
Yeah.
Especially when you hear the next two quarters, because if we thought that was bad. In quarter three, Father Christmas, President Ramaphosa, filled up his naughty list. Mduduzi Manana resigned. Tom Moyane was in the crosshairs and Shaun the Sheep was fired. Madiba was honored by Barack Obama's visit to South Africa, making Mandela Day an extra special present. ProKid left us. Consumers lost faith and even their retirement as Scrooge and the Grinch entered the room. Christo Visser, Marcus Uster, and the Steinhoff heist, bah humbug. That was a big one. And I still don't think...
it's still ongoing.
I still don't think it's anywhere near being resolved.
No.
And I also don't think it's been covered correctly, because I think that that should be a... people should go to jail. It shouldn't be called a... what's it? An accounting anomaly.
Yeah. Accounting anomaly. Is that what it's called?
Yes. What was it? Something about irregular numbers. Irregular numbers. Gosh. The quarter was wrapped up with a video that gave birth to the Adam Katsavelos challenge. It gave Nando's a lot to chew on about you people, but had Sasha Martininga taking notes. Auntie Pat hit the road and Theresa May danced till we cried. Do you remember that? Women and men took to the streets to scream against femicide, and the sound has left our ears ringing ever since. And then, like a drunk uncle around the Christmas table, State Capture Inquiry plonked itself down, took over the conversation, and never left. That was quarter three.
All right, so let's get straight back to it and get the final quarter. I mean, I couldn't put those stories together for you, Tanya, and tell you what the biggest stories were from the final quarter of this year.
And that's only, I mean, it's 2.5 months of our lives, hey?
No, okay, well, seriously, when I said I can't remember what happened last week.
take a deep breath. Quarter four started off feeling like the unwrapping of an empty box as we learnt of South Africa's recession. The nation watched with horror as a building fire took the lives of three brave firefighters.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, it was awful.
Do you know, we saw that actually. We saw the building burning. We saw it burning.
It was one of the most horrific stories this year. Mm-hmm. And that was quickly followed by the incomprehensible dross rape. That was another big story. And then the traumatic death of WHB. Momentum made us see red, and Butterbele is still the embarrassing aunt at the Christmas table. The dinner table went silent when Nene resigned, but we found our voices singing Shasha when Tito Mboweni was appointed. Some people thought it was an eat-as-much-as-you-like buffet with VBS Bank and the EFF trying to eat and run. It's not a Christmas party without a fight, and Gordon versus Malema is one we will certainly remember. SARS's message to protect me from yourself is a message Gigaba should keep in his head as he leaves the festivities in a cloud of scandal. Never mind, Gigabai, you'll always have Candy Crush. Well, you thought I was going to say something else.
No, I didn't. Let me tell you something. That's my bone to pick with him.
Yeah. Hey.
What's the reason that I actually installed Candy Crush on my phone?
What's because of Gigabai?
Yes. I thought when our Minister of Finance is sitting playing Candy Crush during the annual budget, then it must be a really fantastic game.
And
I am
bitterly disappointed.
No.
What level?
I'm well over 1,000.
I can't believe Kathy Kayla and Malusi Gigaba have something in common.
It's the one thing that it's actually what I do to relax at night.
Really?
Yeah. It kind of like helps me.
Is
to
it like
wind.
Tetris?
Kind of. In that you have to match candies. Oh, okay. But they give you different challenges and you have to kind of strategize a little bit, especially after 1,000. And then the games get much, much more difficult. But it was worth installing just to play that 1,000th level.
So you can say thank you to Gigaba for something.
No, I don't say thank you.
He single-handedly converted you.
He did.
Indeed.
Single-handed.
And that was the year. What else we got?
No, we're not done. Auntie Pat opted for good instead of best.
Oh, my goodness.
Steenhuisen's report card was full of E's, F's, and F's, and Rupert failed his oral exam. The lesson we learned from Banyana Banyana is if you want to be the best, be paid the least, and be a woman. The year ended with glitz and glamour, and this is the biggest story in South Africa, the Global Citizen Festival. Unfortunately, really? The Tsotsis invited themselves. Mm-hmm. I would love to unpack the Eskom inquiry in more detail, but you know, hey, load shedding. But at least weed is legal, so have a good rest, and you really deserve it.
Yeah, because you survived this year, baby. Well done to you.
Do you know what was so shocking about Global Citizen? Because I was in the Middle East at that time. I'm like, I'm safer in the Middle East a global citizen in South Africa.
Where were you in the Middle East?
I went to Israel and I went to Ramallah.
Wow, yeah. Amazing. You were safer than the global citizens Uber park, that's
for
sure.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Definitely. So that's a wrap. The stats are on the my Twitter timeline under the hashtag 2018, that's a wrap.
Wow. Thank you, Tanya.